Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels. Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is the soulful singer-songwriter, Rumor. She discovered MGM musicals when she was five and took her inspiration from Judy Garland and Etta James. She grew up in Pakistan and England, and after years of working odd jobs, she was discovered by television and musical producer Steve Brown at an open mic night in London. Rumor has since caught the ear of Burt Bacharach and Elton John, and many, many others. I'm excited to welcome this beguiling singer. Rumor, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you for having me.
Your voice is so evocative and it is so communicative. It reminds me of Rosemary Clooney in that when I listen to you sing, I believe I can feel your soul.
Well, thank you, Michael. Well, I listen to a lot of the great singers, you know. Judy Garland used to live the song, you know, live the lyric and everything else. And so I used to enjoy that, you know, the way that she performed. I think I took a little bit from that, you know. So when I sing a song, I have to live the song.
How did you discover Judy Garland?
Well, I think when we moved back to the UK as a family, we moved to the New Forest, and there was Judy Garland season. For some reason, there was Judy Garland season on the TV, and they played every one of her films. And my older sister said, "You got to watch this," and put me in front of the TV, and I became obsessed and recorded all of them, and then they became my favorite videotapes, and I would painstakingly learn all the songs and perform them for my brothers and sisters. You make them all sit down and watch me do my Judy Garland impression. So, yeah, I was obsessed.
So it wasn't in Pakistan that you discovered Judy Garland. Well, how old were you when you moved?
I was four.
You were four when you came back. And were you influenced by the music of Pakistan or the culture?
Not really, because my father was working for an American company, which was based in New York. And so the expat colony that we were living in Pakistan was actually very American. There was a dance class that was run by this lady called Miss Love, who was a ex-Rockette. And we did, there was amateur dramatics, and it was very social. I think it was a really interesting environment and mixture of cultures. And everyone was isolated together. And brought their records with them, no TV, so it was a funny little enclave, separate from Pakistan.
The reason our show is called Song Travels is because it's about the lineage of popular song, how one type of music is built on another. Everything that exists today is from something that came before, whether the creators know it or not. I mean, sometimes it's just sort of in the air, the cultural influence of one thing or another. But in the case of your work, you've been very influenced by specific things. And you told me before that you were influenced by the movie Ziegfeld Girl for one of the songs that you're going to perform for us.
Yes, when I was a little girl, I was obsessed with Ziegfeld Girl because I loved all the costumes as well as the music, and in particular that scene where the girls are coming down the spiral staircase, Hedy Lamarr and Lana Turner and Judy Garland.
You stepped out of a dream, Tony Martin.
Amazing. And I love that song. You are so wonderful. Absolutely beautiful. And I was transfixed by this. Lana Turner with flamingos, you know, some sort of crazy beautiful outfit, you know, Hedy Lamarr with like a halo of stars. It was stunning. And Come to Me High I think in a way, I think it was a little bit influenced by South Pacific as well. You know, I think I might have taken, you know, Bally High's Calling. I think that might have influenced the title, in fact, a little bit. So it was a mixture of that. And that sort of dreamy feeling, Come to Me High is all about having that, it's that dreamy feeling of being transported somewhere else. And that's what You Stepped Out of a Dream made me feel like when I was 5 years old watching Hedy Lamarr and Lana Turner and Judy Garland, you know, walk in beautiful gowns down a spiral staircase. And, you know, I wrote Come to Me High. I was quite depressed at the time, and I was sitting in my room, and I thought to myself, I wonder what would happen if I was to imagine angels to walk into this room right now, to burst open this door and come to me and to try and coax me out of this dark mood. What would they say? And Come to Me High was just what I imagined the angels would say to get me out of the depression.
Well, please, let's hear it.
No problem at all.
With Rob Taggart at the piano and you playing the guitar. Here we go. Ba 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 da da ba ba da da ba da da da. Ba 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 da da ba ba da da ba da da da. Come to me high, come to me restless, come to me cold, come to me helpless, defenseless.
You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.